All right, the last song they sang there, a little song that Brother Barry Hampton wrote the day he got saved back in 1983. And I've asked Brother David Zimmerman if he would kind of give us a few words of testimony about his salvation and about what Brother Barry meant to him.
You know, Jack, I don't think I've come up here if Jerry would have told me beforehand what he told me after he preached this morning. I told him I'm a little bit concerned about all the, most of the preachers we got are white haired. They're getting old. And he said, come up and try it. He said, tomorrow you'll look like me. So I'm privileged to be here. Wow. Last year was our first conference ever here. We've been saved, about 3 months last year when we were here. And thanks to, Brother Barry, he, had been coming into our area for 2 years doing blood work. And I'd sit down and talk with Barry. And like he would say, you're as lost as a ball in high weeds. He had to know that I didn't trust. We would talk, he would show me, and he had to know, but you know, it was perfect timing when he really brought the truth to us back in January 2010, and I'm eternally grateful for that. He showed me how he was no good, and you know, we heard that a lot today. I never in my life heard a preacher say they're no good. I was raised in a setting where the preachers were the ones you looked up to and the ones you feared. But Barry showed me out of the Word of God there's none that's good. Jeremiah 17 verse 9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, who can know it? My problem was all through my life, at the age of 13, I so-called went to the altar. It just didn't work. Tried it several times. Get that spiritual fix. Lasts a couple months, always a problem. What about sin? I knew who I was. I knew I was a rotten person. But what about it? How did I deal with it? Every night I confessed my sins to get it taken care of so I could sleep. I'll never forget that moment when Barry came up there and started preaching to us and showed me that I'm no good. Took me to the Word, one verse after the next. And when I stood in my living room, that it was the second, we had two Bible studies. The first week we plumb wore him out, four nights in a row, from 8 o'clock to 2 o'clock in the morning. After the second one, that next morning, I was like, all at once it dawned on me, I'm lost. That there's nothing good in me. And the peace that came upon me after I admitted that I was lost and trusted that Christ died for me. And you know, there's two ladies sitting up here, Miss Brendan and Miss Bernice. I think every one of us have been affected somehow by their husbands. Amen. And the sacrifice they gave. And you know, we're very blessed. We had Barry for 8 months, I believe it was, that he taught. Every Monday night he would come up. He would come up sometimes he was tired. Did you know he never skipped a beat? He would get up there and preach as long as he could, and then it was time for watermelon. He wanted watermelon every time. But there was men who have tried to, I know Steve Atwood offered to come up. He says, no, I'm just ready to show him this. You know, I want to show him this. Just, wow. And I really wonder if anybody really knew how sick he was. But I just praise God, and I was on the way down here, I was listening to his last message he preached at the conference in Chattanooga. And he talked about dying. Barry wanted to go. That's what he wanted. That's more than anything, he wanted to go. And who would have known that he would have been the next one to die? But I took the liberty to write a few of the quotes that Barry would say. Some are humorous, and some are just the way Barry said it. One of the ones is, I ain't worth the gunpowder to blow me into hell. They use that time and time again. And his secret swear word was Ugala. And he would, poopy was another one he used to slip in. And the bare-eyed deer, he would go. One of my favorites is, let me show you what an old man once told me. That's right, I'm a Bible-believing saint of Almighty God. And for $29.95, I will keep on going for another 20 minutes. That's another favorite of his. And as he was showing us things out of Scripture, and he would always, always, always back it up with Scripture. If he couldn't, he would say, this is my opinion. And he would go, watch this. And he would go to another Scripture to show us from another point that's just beautiful. Another one, look deep into my eyes. I don't care. And another famous one, if you fall over, let the young girls give me CPR first. But if after 2 minutes, let the trained ones do it. Lost as a ball in high weeds was another one of his sayings. If what Christ did on the cross isn't enough, I'm going to bust hell wide open. And that is so true. Another one that he said, if I was a good Bible student, I would write that in my Bible because you won't remember it. And you know, my Bible is full of Mark's references because Barry gave them to us and we wrote them down. If you take your Bible and close it and look on the outside edge, you can tell a grace believer by the little thin stripe in your Bible that's worn. Because you're going to wear your Bible out. If you really study the Word of God, you're going to wear your Bible out. Another one he said is, don't drink the Kool-Aid. I'm forever eternally grateful, Brenda, for the sacrifice that you gave to allow Barry to come up. And the couple times that you were able to come up was very precious too. So, another one, something I want to talk about is, I'm amazed how simple words can confound the wise. Simple word of free. If I would give you a $100 bill and hold it up and say, come and get it, how many would you come and get it? You show them the free gift of salvation, they think you got to work for it. They don't understand that free means free. The simple word of none. There's none that doeth good. Oh no, that means before you're saved. I've heard that argument. I said, no, it says there's none that doeth good. The simple two-letter word of. It's the faith of Christ. Amen. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we had believed in Christ, in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. If you're carrying an NIV today, your NIV is going to say, in Christ. It's going to totally changes what you're doing versus what Christ did. It's a lie. Another word is the word not. Jesus said, go ye not into the way of the Gentiles, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And people think he's talking to us Gentiles. They don't see that word not. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. They don't know what the word not means. It means what it is. It's not about us, folks. It's about Jesus Christ. I couldn't help but feel there's an urgency here at this conference like I never heard before of the frailty of life. There's some of you preachers talked about it, especially Steve Gottberg talked about it last night. He kind of stole my thunder. I was going to talk about that, but I will anyway. You know, there's 400 pairs of eyes looking at me right now. You do not know if you have tomorrow. You could be going back to the motel tonight and it'd be over. What are you trusting? Have you been good enough? Is that what you're trusting? Or are you trusting in the faith of Christ? I just want to, again, thank you, Brenda. It just means I'm eternally grateful for the fact that Barry showed me that I'm no good. And praise God.
Amen.